When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, indeed. Almost 5 o'clock in the Southland. Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. The great Beto Duran sitting in for Sedano. Did you see that look he gave me when I told Greg, corporate Greg, came to say goodbye? And I said, oh, Beto's like my Tio. And oh, Beto didn't like that, though.
Oh, really? Oh,
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, really? You did. You heard it. I saw you wink. Anyway, it's time.
Hey, I am salty, Tio Beto. I'm the bitter guy that just pops off at all the little kids. Come over here. Shake my hand.
We will get to more about the Scott Kaplan Taco Night in East L.A. coming up tonight. But first, it's time for producer Funches with what you need to know. Funchy.
Thank you, Morales.
Don't call him Tio Beto.
Funch, you didn't go to the Dodger game with Beto last night,
no,
right?
I did not. But you know what? Beto.
No!
I was going to text you around 9 o'clock, and I was going to say, like, I regret not going to the game with you.
After you saw where I was sitting, right?
No, I did not see where you're sitting. Oh. I just wanted to be at the house.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were in the dugout club, right?
I mean, what are you going to do?
Nice.
Beto Duran, you can go anywhere you want to go. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Dodgers, Dodger Stadium is going to have its first ever dog adoption event on Saturday.
Oh, is somebody going to adopt those horrible Dodger dogs?
Beto, you don't think they're so bad, do you, Beto?
They're horrific. But go ahead.
It is what it is.
The event is being held in conjunction with Lucy Pet Foods, a brand co-owned by Ora Hershiser and Dodger broadcasters Jaime Herrin and Jorge Herrin. And all six L.A. City Animal Service Animal.
How you doing, Funchy? You okay, man?
I'm good.
Breathe,
take it
man.
Easy.
Breathe.
Oh, jeez.
What's going on? I think it was the Jaime Herrin, Jorge Herrin. Stump check.
It is a stump check, man.
And then once you start getting on the speed bump, you're like, I can't catch my breath
here. I can't.
All right, take a deep breath,
okay,
baby.
There'll be about 100 dogs up for adoption on Saturday ahead of the Dodger game against the Colorado Rockies. And dog adoption is really dear to my heart. I got two dogs that are adopted. I also got a cat that is adopted. And I just want to say, like, don't buy dogs or anything. Adopt the dogs, please, people, please. There's a lot of dogs that need your help. And that's what you need to know for
that's
today.
A good job, Funchy.
Thank you.
That is really
humanitarian. Very
let me
nice.
Tell you what that is. That's heartfelt.
It is. Okay. It is.
Bring it in.
Bring it in is right. Come on in here. Come on in here. Get on
oh,
in here.
Oh, here comes Funchy.
Come on
oh, he's
in here.
No. He's
yes,
not.
No. Come here. Come here.
He's
man.
Bringing it in, people. He's you. Running towards Kaplan, and they brought it in. Oh, so cute.
My God.
So cute.
He's really got a tear in his eye.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, he loves dogs.
He's a man of people.
Guy loves dogs, man.
And cats.
I'm an animal person.
I think we all are, except for Kaplan.
No, nope. I am.
I cannot. I got my
dog. That's right. Beto's not.
I hate animals, so I do not
Beto
like them
hates
at all.
Everything.
No. I love a lot of things. I just don't like animals because I'm still traumatized from getting bit by that pit bull when I was a 10-year-old paperboy for the Daily Breeze.
Aww.
The Daily Breeze.
I was a Daily Breeze paperboy. What, man? I had a job at 10. What about you?
So did I, bro.
So go ahead. So what happened with the pit bull?
It bit him.
It bit me on the heel. I'll show you the scar right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
It bit him.
I'm not going to walk over there. You just want me close to you. No.
Because you're cute.
Sexy, bro. You just, anyways,
you what? You're sexy?
You're sus, bro.
Not sexy. Classy,
I agree.
Just
he
sexy.
Is sussy.
Not you. I mean, yeah. Not him, you.
Wait, I'm sus?
He is.
No,
you're
sus.
Definitely sus.
Yeah, you're sus.
No, Beto's sus.
No.
No.
I don't even believe that this story about the dog bite at this point.
Oh, okay. I said it's a pit bull.
Yeah?
Okay.
That's all he got was just your heel?
I was riding my bike fast.
He didn't get any more of you, just the heel?
Just the heel. That's all he grabbed onto.
And you got a big scar from the heel, from the dog bite.
Yes.
And how'd you get away?
I kept pedaling.
Yeah, well, how'd the dog get a hold of your thing when you're pedaling?
He,
your heel.
Yeah, he bit me, and I kept on pedaling.
It's called
kept
teeth.
Going.
Really?
Teeth.
Yeah, he didn't
on,
sink
Cap.
It in.
You know how it is to bite people.
Oh, not
in the heel, though.
Oh, wow.
Not in the heel.
Just saying.
It's too bony. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Gross.
What's going on with you? You gave Funchy a hard time. What's going on with you?
What do you mean?
He sus.
Yeah, that's probably it.
It is Live Imaging Tuesday, and Sedano and Cap continues now.
What you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Okay. So Beto, USA mm-hmm. Today came out with their predictions for what's going to happen in the NFL season this year. They've got the Rams at 12-5. Fungi, jump in here now. After the Rams go 12-5, what is USA Today predicting will happen to the Rams thereafter?
They're going to lose in the second round to the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of the Green Bay Packers, did you happen to see Aaron Rodgers show up at training camp?
Oh, sexy.
What is that all about?
Because it's the first day of training camp, so what do?
Okay.
All the cameras are there waiting for you, right? Aaron Rodgers is trolling everybody, right? He's doing it on purpose. He looks like he's in Con Air, like he's Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
That's what he's
Cameron
doing.
Cameron Poe.
Yeah. He shows up with the undershirt, the white shirt, jeans, and just looking for attention.
Dude, he got that white tank top on with his shirt tucked in, with his jeans and a pair of boots and the long hair and the glasses, and he's playing with his hair. And I don't know for what reason, he drops off his backpack before he goes into the Green Bay Packers offices.
Yeah.
And then on his Instagram, Aaron Rodgers, he's got a picture of himself. And then if you slide it, the next one is Nicolas Cage.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, oh, for real. Yeah, he said, GOAT actor of all time. And he's something about Bunny. Put Bunny back in the box. Does anybody know that reference from Con Air? Because I don't.
No.
Anybody? Funchy, put Bunny back in the
no,
box?
No. Was it Steve Buscemi? Was Bunny Steve Buscemi?
I don't know. I didn't see Con Air, no. I don't think. Did you see Con Air? All right, here comes Chris.
No, but if you Google it, I'm sure that could, you know, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That seems like a lot of work, Googling. So anyway, the Rams lose in the second round to the Packers. Is that what they got, Funch, right?
Second round.
12-5, lose in the second round. Okay. All right. Give me a prediction on the Raiders. What do they say about the Raiders?
They're going to go 9-8 and miss the playoffs.
Really? Huh. Because Derek Carr's been testy. See that little interaction he had the other day with my boy Paul Gutierrez from ESPN?
I did not.
Oh, yeah.
What'd he say?
Because he was saying how everybody's against him, everybody's talking about him, but I don't care. So Paul said, well, then why are you talking about him if you don't care? I don't like your tone. You need to push back a little bit.
No way.
Yeah, that was a
Derek Carr?
Yeah, so he's like, I'm new now. I'm older. I'm not going to be the way I was. I'm going to speak up a little bit more.
Really?
So they're like, just about the chip on the shoulder. But I think the Raiders are going to be better than what USA Today is saying.
Boy, Derek Carr sounds like my grandmother. I remember that moment when my grandmother was like, you know, I'm old enough now that I'm going to say whatever I want, and I'm going to do whatever I want, and everybody can kiss my tuchus. You see what I'm saying? Like, that just sounds like Derek Carr.
Kind of getting after it, yeah.
Like, hey, I'm older now. I just got myself a big new contract. Mm-hmm. I don't like your tone.
Exactly.
I don't think I like your tone. That's a terrible question. I don't like your tone.
Yeah, something like
Step
that.
Step off.
But the Raiders are going to be better than with that. Was it 9-8?
9-8. No playoff appearance.
Ah, they'll get the playoffs.
No playoffs.
I like that.
Okay. Chargers, Funch.
Chargers.
Super Bowl, baby. My Chargers.
They go, I believe, 11-6, and they miss. They make the wild card, and they lose in their first round.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's your squad, huh?
Well, yeah, because you hate them, so I'll take them.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Just because you don't like them, and you're still all upset about the breakup. So, yeah, I'll take them.
Yeah.
No, but they're just a fun team right now. I love Herbert. I love the organization, the way that they're running it. Telesco does a great job with them. So I like that team. It's a fun team to watch. And playoffs, absolutely. They have to be in the playoffs now. If they lose in the first round, I mean, we're also, it's July and we're doing predictions of playoffs in January, which is great sports talk radio. But you get talking about it because it's in camp right now and everybody's new about it. But the Chargers is the team, it's time for them to step up. It's time for them to make some noise. It's time for them actually produce on the field.
Did you guys happen to see, and I don't know if we got this or not, did you guys see Chris Russo, who's filling in for Stephen A. Smith on First Take? Did you happen to see what he said about the Chargers?
No.
Yeah. I mean, said what needed to be said, which is, give me a break. Everybody every year tells me how great they are, quarterback, coach. They just went out and got this guy. They paired him with this guy. Yeah, they got it all on paper, but they never do anything, ever. They are like the Clippers. So, yeah, I'm with Chris Russo. Show me. You want to take the Chargers. Now, you're just doing that to spite me. Is that the case?
No, I like the Chargers. I'm not a Charger fan. I'm not a fan of anybody, but I like the Chargers and what they do. And I love Herbert. I love the way he plays. It's just a fun team to watch for me. And also, Cap, I know you hate this, but you start going around elementary schools when you pick up your kids and you've seen a lot of Charger t-shirts out there, the jerseys. You've seen a lot of number 10 out there. They're starting to make, and it's always the baby blue. They're starting to make that kind of move. Like, you're not going to have the people in our age. You're not going to have the people in their 20s who already have their teams. But it's the kids who don't know any better because They were born and the Chargers are here. They're born and the Rams are here. You're starting to see some move. Are they going to take over and be LA's team? No. But are they starting to gain a fan base? Small, step by step. And if you win, you get more fans. You're just never going to give them any kind of credit ever.
No, never. Never.
Yeah, way to hold on to that.
Yes,
grudge.
I'm a grudge holder.
Yeah, because you're an old guy.
Is, really? Old guys are grudge holders?
Oh, my God, yes.
Really? No young people are grudge holders?
No, they eventually grew out of it. But old people don't.
Really?
Oh, no. Because you young people find the new grudge to get onto.
Oh.
They find a new grudge to latch onto.
Okay.
It was like, oh, I'm mad at that girl. I'm mad at that guy. I'm mad at this. And you don't even know what you're mad about. Oh, guys, once you know who your enemy is. You know what you're spiteful about.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, the Chargers forever.
Yeah.
You would put, I hate the Chargers on your tombstone.
No, until they, like, get sold and they have a new owner, you know. Then I might, you know.
Why am I going to sell when I'm already a billionaire?
Because you're broke. Nah. Well, that's why the sister's suing the owner.
For a guy who doesn't know anything, you sure do know everything.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, no, I follow all the drama.
I hate them so much that I know it.
Yeah,
right?
No, I love to follow the drama.
I hate them so much that I know every single detail.
Right, I watch the games because I want them to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate watch.
What did Laura say? You're a stalker, right? Like, I hate that girl, but you know every single detail on her Instagram.
I did not say that.
What do you call them?
I said it.
The Instagram stalker, right?
You think I'm a stalker?
We know you're a stalker. You're also kind of creepy, but that's okay. That's part of the bit.
Yeah.
Like, your people's biggest haters are also their biggest fans. Like, you hate everything about the Chargers, but you know everything about them.
Nah, I wouldn't say everything.
Yeah?
But I like to watch all the drama.
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch the drama play out.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm rooting for the Rams. 12-5 sounds like a great regular season.
By the way, speaking of camp, we will be live at Rams training camp this Saturday.
Oh, nice.
1 to 4 p.m.
Nice.
Travis Rogers, Kirk Morrison begin our camp coverage presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and your Southern California Hyundai dealers. So if you're going to be down at UC Irvine, this weekend, you want to press the flesh with Trav and Kirk and
that's nice.
See McVay yelling out plays to Stafford and stuff.
Hey, if you want to see that kind of stuff, huh?
Hey, we'll be live at training camp.
As I tell everybody, if you're a football fan, go to training camp once and just check it out for that day because you see cool things. Are you going to be there every single day? No. But just to be that close and see some of these players walk by, it's cool to see the way the little kids react when the players are sending an autograph. You're like, wow, that guy is 6'7", 325. Like, that's a big dude. And you see how big these quarterbacks are. It's a cool experience just to be there to interact with them.
I wonder if Rams training camp this summer will have a lot of people, like, every day. Because now that they're the world champs, now that they are the Super Bowl champions, they're not just like the team that moved back to L.A. They won the Super Bowl in their home stadium. Do they all of a sudden elevate where everybody is so interested now and everybody wants to come out to something like training camp?
Do you remember last year at training camp when you had that dinner with me and our boss, the great Amanda Brown, and
I
you
do.
Thought you were getting fired at the dinner?
Yeah.
He was like, he was shaking for the
no,
first
I wasn't.
10
no, I
minutes
wasn't.
Of the dinner.
If a boss tells no, you to dinner, you're getting fired.
Here's the deal, dude. I'm like, yo, if you guys are here to fire me, just let me know because I've been fired like 4 times.
Did you really say that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And I was like, you want a cocktail or something to calm down?
No, I'm serious. I'm like, well, one of two things are happening here today. Either they're firing me or they're letting me know that something is about to change. Or like, you don't just have these kinds of dinners in radio. You know,
sometimes we just like to take people out.
Which is nice, which is a very lovely change. Let me tell you something. For somebody who's been scarred before, you know? I mean, you're at it like this for a long time. You scarred, Chris.
I understand. I do
I've
know.
Been there a couple of times.
Right.
Not with me, but when I was a producer, it happened. I was like, oh, they just got rid of him now. I'm just sitting there all awkward like, okay, so tomorrow your host is going to be, I'm like 23, like, nice.
One time I showed up to a contract negotiation. I set up the meeting at some fancy, you know, restaurant, and the CEO of the company came, and his new general manager came. Me, my agent, my partner at the time show up. We walk in, we sit down, and the guy looks across, and he goes to my partner, he goes, we think you are the second greatest human being on the planet behind Tim Tebow. We think you're awesome. Kaplan, we think you are a blank, 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 and you're fired. And I went, well, hold on, time out. I'm like, we all came here to negotiate a new contract. Today you're firing me?
For them.
Yeah. They're like, right. They're like, yeah, you're fired. Get out.
Get out?
Yeah.
Why'd you get fired?
Oh, you know, saying stupid stuff.
Oh,
know.
Then you had a reason to get fired.
Nah, not really.
You didn't have a reason to get fired. You just said saying stupid things.
Well, that's just sort of just to say that. But the truth of the matter is they were utilized. Well, look, now we're going to get into a much deeper discussion. But
did you deserve to get fired?
Not only did I not deserve to get fired. Okay, I sued those guys.
Uh-oh.
Took my money and fired the guy who fired me. What do you think about that?
That's convoluted. Right?
That's radio, pal. See, that's why I thought
so
I was
so tonight
fired.
Is the night we are going to take Pat to East Los Angeles, Whittier Boulevard, Olympic. We're going to give you the Beto Duran Taco Tour. We're also getting on that 6th Street Bridge.
All I know is that I don't know who tweeted it in the community. Said, great job by Beto. Get Scott so hammered and out of it that he gets fired and I replace you. There it is.
Hey,
boom.
How about that?
Yeah.
But you see, I got to be careful because remember yesterday I
told
you the story.
Recording everything.
Remember I told you the story yesterday of the drunk driver pinballing down my street. I'm going to give you an update on that coming right back. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. The great Beto Duran is showing that scar from the pit bull to Scott Kaplan.
How dare you play this song? That ain't right. That ain't right.
But also because on this day, back in 2000, 22 years ago, the Baja Men released Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah. Yeah.
22 years ago. Man. Did you go see any pit bulls tonight in East LA?
Absolutely. On a leash? Nope.
Who let the dogs out?
Cap, you were in the zone when this came out, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
Morning Drive in San Diego, you had the song on repeat.
I feel like I was in New York.
Yeah, he was in New York doing Morning Drive.
I feel like
Drive.
It was like, late 90s, you said early 2000?
2000. 2000. So him and Sid Rosenberg were doing Morning.
You worked in New York?
I did, and okay. I remember I was.
You know who he replaced at the radio station in New York? Steve Mason.
Oh, that's who you fired?
No, I didn't fire Steve Mason.
He replaced Steve Mason.
But wait, he got fired.
You guys don't know this?
Oh, we don't.
Yeah. I heard, but you should tell a story.
So Steve Mason was at Extra Sports 690 in San Diego.
Yeah.
He went to whatever the 102.7 FM.
WNEW.
WNEW in New York, okay. Right? Mason got let go in New York, and I took his place there in New York, and then moved out to San Diego to get onto 690, which was the original sports radio station of Southern California,
yes.
Extra Sports 690. So I had followed Mason to New York and then to San Diego / LA / the Southern California market. So, yeah. So followed Mason around a couple of different times.
Wow. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I don't see you as a New York sports talk radio guy.
You don't see that.
Oh, huh? They were legends, him and Sid Rosenberg, yeah.
You don't see that.
Who's it?
He was a big sports radio guy in New York. He was with the Imus for years, and now he's got his own show. But they were the bad boys in New York sports radio.
Yeah.
Not even sports radio. It was just talk radio.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
Just general FM
morning.
Talk.
Yeah, mornings, it was just crazy.
I just know you and Billy Ray. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yeah, those were good times too, man. Let me tell you.
But now it's about you and Sedano.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And now it's about me and Beto. Or Beto and me, you know, East LA. So
if we were doing those dedications, right, producer Laura, we'd be dedicating Tonight is Tonight. Okay, we're gonna be.
I want to give a shout out.
Yeah,
to Snoopy.
Exactly.
Cap has no idea what you're talking about.
Are you coming with us tonight for reals?
Beto doesn't kick me out of it. Yeah.
Nope, she's not going. See? It's just me and you, bro. I'm not sharing you.
You're sharing him with Morales.
Yeah, you invited me.
Well, because we need a witness.
But you have a driver. I'll be the driver. You need a driver.
No, it's guys only.
Really? Guys only?
Oh,
really?
So you can't. Come on.
Yep. Guys only. We just
it's
made
okay.
It.
I figured he wasn't going to let me go.
Wow, so. What is this? Like Augusta National?
Let you go. Huh?
You just said
Augusta National here? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Women cannot come tonight?
No.
Laura, you can come. I
thank you.
I
mean, yeah, you're the actual host, so thank you.
No, I'm just.
You're paying. You do. You invite whoever you want, man. Right?
This is where another one of these moments where you know Beto's like, not only are we going and doing this, but you're also paying for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, that's that. Now I get it.
You know
it.
Why? Though? You know why? You know why Beto's not paying for everything tonight? Because the fight got canceled on Saturday night. He was about to make a lot of money Saturday.
Oh yeah, I was.
Heard you say on the radio earlier you're going to make more money than you've ever made.
They were
going to
pay me double my normal rate.
Why?
Because they have it.
Like
they told me how much they were going to pay me. I said, oh, yes. Is that okay with you? Absolutely. I was like, nah, you know what? Okay, for that rate, I'll do it.
And yeah. When they called and canceled the fight, were you like, dude, I spent that money already?
Yeah. I was in Vegas last week. I was like, oh, yo, 11. Oh, no.
Hey, don't worry. I got a fight next day.
Yeah, no, as I told my kid, I was like, you want steak tonight, kid? Go ahead. Next day, oh, Lunchables.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, listen, I do got to be careful, you know, with a long drive because I saw this woman this weekend.
Oh,
I
yeah,
told you this story.
Your neighbor.
Did you hear about this?
I heard it yesterday on the show, yeah.
Crazy story. So this lady is barreling down my street. I got my car parked on the street, and all of a sudden I hear cars being hit along the street. I look outside. All the neighbors have run out onto the street, people I don't ever know. You know, seriously. And I'm standing up on the balcony like as if I'm in New York City. I'm going, hey, oh, hey, what's going on down there, you know? And they're like, some lady hit all these cars. So she hit the cars. We found the cops later on. They got her. She sprawled out, man. I mean, wasted, annihilated, crazy drunk lady on the driveway. And the cops are arresting her. And the cop goes, well, if you give me your driver's license and registration, you know, I'll take your information. I'm like, yo, deputy, don't you got like bigger things going on over here? You're arresting this lady. You're impounding this woman's car. So as it turns out, I wind up getting into the police report, Beto, because so many people in the community yesterday afternoon in the Circle of Trust said, dude, you got to call the cops. You got to get in the police report. They gave me her name. They gave me her insurance information. And they're like, you call her insurance and they'll take care of it.
How bad's your car?
Not bad. Just
well, what happened to it?
The mirror got like blasted off and broken, you know? And
that's so bad because it takes a while to fix that.
Well, here's what I did because I'm like as cheap as my father who wouldn't put the cheese on the cheeseburger. So I take the mirror. I find it on the ground, you know? I go to this body shop.
Oh,
I go, yo, man. I go, you guys do mirrors here or what? You know, like I didn't know if a body shop does that or I have to take it to the dealership itself. So the guy goes, yeah, you'll have to get a replacement mirror. I go, well, I got this broken one that I picked up off the street. He goes, well, let me see it. It's all cracked in like a million different spots. He plugs it in here, plugs it in there, sticks it in. He goes, you're good. I go, yeah, I'm fine. So now I'm driving around with this broken mirror on my driver's side rear view mirror. But you know what? It's better than no mirror at all. And I can live with it.
You should have hit up producer Jorge from Mason and Arnold. He's got connections.
Really?
He would have gotten you a new car, no plates.
Really?
Kat, oh, yeah. Is your car with you right now?
Yeah.
Okay. When we go get the tacos,
yeah,
there'll be a guy there to fix it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
whatever you need, bro.
Yeah, tonight I get my car fixed and some tacos. Yeah,
and lowered and get some rims while you're at it.
So okay. Are you going to drive me home?
Yeah, for sure.
But
yeah.
We got to be okay, or else yeah, we're going to go stay at the Ramada Inn in East LA.
The Dare You Inn in Rosemead. Come
on. This is my whole point, is that this
lady. We're not getting drunk.
Yeah, this lady, she scared the hell out of me. You know, like I walk on those streets. I ride a bike on those streets. Dude,
that was your neighbor, right?
Right.
In the middle of the afternoon.
Right. Yeah.
Damn.
It's scary. Dude, so I'm.
Pool party went crazy.
I'm happy with Uno Modelo Espacial, you know, but.
Yeah, we're not getting loaded. I got an early tea time anyways.
Oh, you hear this? See, now we're saved by his early tea time. You and me want to get crazy. He's got an early tea time.
You can still get crazy. I don't.
Oh, I thought we were all getting loose.
We are.
I can always just come back here and sleep. That's what I did last week. <one night.
laughs> We've all done it plenty of times in the other studio right here to the side.
Did you see Kyler Murray and this contract situation?
Big money.
Did you see this story?
What?
What are you laughing at?
Morales. You're sports radio.
Morales is good.
Sedano and Kaff continues now.
Morales is like, stop talking sports. Talk about the skunk.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Do the skunk update.
Yeah, you want a skunk update?
Yeah.
No skunk.
You peed everywhere, you know?
I did it again last night.
Oh, God.
I did it again last night.
Sober?
Yeah. Yeah, I walked out in my house. It was about 9 o'clock at night last night. It was dark out. There was nobody on the streets, you know? And I looked over
what
across.
What are you talking about?
Well, I told you what happened.
His skunky problem.
I told you I got a skunk.
Yeah. And you said yesterday that you put that stuff out there and you're done.
I said that I was going to get...
You bought coyote urine?
I was going to buy coyote urine. They didn't have any coyote. They were out. They were out of coyote urine, you know?
Yeah, and yesterday you said you bought some other stuff and you're good.
I bought some other stuff and I put it around the perimeter of the place.
Okay, right? So you were done. So why'd you do it last night?
Because last night, about 9 o'clock at night, I walked outside of my front yard and there were nobody was walking their dogs. My neighbor's lights were all off and everything else. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pee all over the front yard again. Just to try and make sure that the skunk doesn't come back.
Are you supposed to?
I don't know if human pee is what keeps...
He's testing the theory out.
Right, I don't know.
Okay, where did you see this theory that you're supposed to keep on peeing on your grass?
No theory. No theory. It's my own theory.
That's what
I'm thinking to myself, if I'm a skunk...
No more, Laura. No more. Don't encourage this.
If I'm a skunk and I come around and I smell what he smells now, I'd be like, yo, that's a big animal that's around here. I don't want to be around here.
You think that it's going to be like, you know when the dogs pee and they mark territory? You think it's kind of like that?
Yeah, like I think the skunk is going to get there and go.
So you walked outside on purpose to pee on your lawn.
Correct.
At 9 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
What are you wearing?
I was wearing a pair of shorts. No chones. T-shirt.
What, like a Polkai? What kind of T-shirt?
Not Polkai. Not Polkai. Not
talking Pit about Panthers?
No Pit Panthers.
Ampipe?
No, maybe Ambridge, but Ampipe, pretty good. I like Ampipe. That's good. Nice reference right there.
Bushwood Country Club.
Hey, another good reference. By the way, you see that yesterday we influenced somebody to go watch Caddyshack.
Yeah, but he was watching it at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sober.
He's like, hey, there's a couple of good lines in this movie.
Couple.
Like, couple, dude, really?
Hey, Wang.
Oh, the Hey, Wang is the best.
I think this club is restricted, Wang, so don't tell him I'm Jewish. Okay, fine.
Shouts out to you, Tommy, brother.
So what happened? You peed on your lawn.
So I walked outside. To see, like, to inspect a little bit. I actually had my dog on a leash. And my dog, you know, peed on the tree. And I thought, well, maybe that's what's helping keep the skunk away. So I joined him.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of marking territory, this tweet from Big E. Rachel is yesterday's news, he writes. Cap hooking up with a chola tonight. Yeah, Cappy, you're going to get a breezy, a brown breezy tonight in East L.A.
Cappy,
oh, really?
You're going to get your own dedication tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, hell to the yeah.
Tonight is the night.
Oh, my God.
Is she going to be playing Always and Forever in the room?
Don't
always
pee
and forever.
On the streets, right?
Tonight?
Yes.
No,
find
no,
a bathroom tonight.
No, I will. I'm not.
She's going to be playing Oh Honey by the Delegation? You don't even know that song. You laugh at that.
He has no idea. Just keep laughing.
Sounds
just keep
funny.
Laughing.
Sounds funny, Oh Honey by the Delegation.
Oh, Cappy going to get a little brown in him tonight.
Really?
I'm not involved in that.
Well,
I am, because here's what happened. We're going to a cocktail. We're going to a place where there's real cocktails, which means I'll have one.
Yes.
Then there's tacos. Then there's another cocktail.
Oh, we're going to the bar first?
I don't know.
Oh, get loose.
Then, yeah. Ooh. Then Kathy and I are walking down the street at 1 a.m. in Baldwin Park.
Yeah, computer love.
Why is that guy barefoot? I don't know. He was wearing flip-flops. He lost them. That's me.
There's a skunk with him. he's doing is yelling, Hispanos!
Reading homemade tamales in the morning.
Oh, man.
Oh, Cap, man. How do we get to this house?
I don't know, man.
You know what? Go home. Just go home. Cancel it. Go to Chipotle. Just
in West L.A.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Santa Monica.
Right. Oh. All right, coming up.
Oh, my God. Save me, please.
Little radio Tinder on the way. That'll save you. Oh. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, there we go. Live imaging Tuesday. Sedano and Cap. Better Durant here. This is the song. We're going to hear this coming out of a lowrider tonight, Cappy, as we tour East L.A. and get Cappy on Whittier Boulevard and Olympic. Get him some tacos. Better Durant's picking the spots. But we're also, our listeners on Twitter want us to drop by bars and have cocktails, and we're going to find you a new breezy.
Yeah. Yeah.
This song's going to be playing in the car.
I'm I'm just taking a look in the community finally here.
Don't do it. Oh, they're roasting you. Go to commercial so you can read all this.
Meanwhile, while we talk, get back to this in just a moment.
Why is your face all red, Cap?
It is around 5:30 p.m. in the Southland. You know what that means. Time for, ooh, I love this. God, this is taking me back to those Mucho music days.
Mucho!
Huh?
Legend.
Time for Radio Tinder with producer Funches. Of course, made possible by our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right for Tequila Mandala. Producer Funchy, take it away.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I love that.
Super Bowl champ Cooper Kupp admitted during the ESPYs last week.
Cooper Kupp, that's a
difference. Kubert.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He admitted during the ESPYs last week he hates to go to award shows and to fancy celebrations, despises red carpet events because he hates to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
So, question here. You have turned on going to fancy places because you have to dress up. Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
Question is, do I want to go to fancy places because I got
to
get
you turned down going to fancy places because you have to dress up.
Oh, okay. I'm swiping left. I don't really like to get dressed up, but if a fancy place is a place that I'm welcome in, then I'm going to get dressed up. I'm going to play the part, you know. Now, I understand Cooper Kupp where he's coming from because I really love Cooper Kupp, but the one thing I want to talk to him about when we go out to training camp this summer is we got to do something with this beard.
No, that's who he is.
Yeah, he looks good with it.
That's why he's not a fancy guy.
First, I want to touch it.
Oh, jeez.
No, seriously.
Cut
that out, please.
Gesture, no.
Guys who have big beards understand that other guys who are jealous of those beards want to touch those beards. I will never know what it feels like to have that beard on my face. You'd be surprised how many guys with beards will allow you to run your fingers through them.
No, negative. Just gotta ask.
Nope. That's all. What do you say, Beto?
You want me to follow that?
Yeah, please do, man. Yeah. This is how it goes, Radio Tinder.
Yeah. I feel like I need a shower after hearing that right there. Swipe right, because if it's fancy, I don't need to be there unless I'm getting paid to be there. And Cooper
That's
Kupp,
the Beto answer I've heard.
Exactly. The Cooper Kupp is also a guy, where's he from? Eastern Washington?
Yep.
All right. He trains in Oregon on a farm that he built, his own barn. He's a different dude. He's not here for the fanciness of the red carpet. He's not getting caught up in Hollywood. You don't ever see him out in L.A., right? He's married, simple life. He's focused and dedicated to what he wants to do. He's not a big city kind of guy. He doesn't want to do this. He went because he was forced to do it. And if he never has to do another one, I don't blame him, man. Red carpets suck if you're a person who doesn't like it. And if you're forced to be there, and think about it. He's a football player who likes the anonymity because he wears a helmet. If you know what he looks like, that's not what he wants.
Yeah, but that beard, like, he sticks out like a sore thumb. Seriously, he'd just be like some random dude if he didn't have that beard.
So like ZZ Top, that's your guy right there?
Yeah, like, so if ZZ Top were here, I'd be like, yo, Z, can I run my hand through your beard? You too, the other
Z,
come right
over
here.
He's going to send you to LaGrange, yeah?
Yeah, and the top guy, he's in the back. He doesn't really have a beard. He only had a mustache.
She's got legs. Love that song. All right, guys. Yesterday.
She knows how to use
That's right. That's
trying
right.
Trying to move it on, Fudge.
All right. All right. Yesterday, my mother FaceTimed me during the show just to chat.
Hey!
Just to
your
chat.
Your mom's cool.
Just to chat.
See, I've known Fudge for almost 20 years. Yeah. I remember him talking about his mom, how super nice she is, all that other stuff. Thai, right?
She's Thai.
She would yell at him. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
send him with food.
Again today, she calls me at almost the same time. And she's like, just wants to talk, you know? And I'm like, Mom, I'm at work. Like, I can't talk. So apparently, you know, she forgets what I do for a living and she just calls me anytime she wants. So, question here, guys. Your mother always calls you at the wrong time. Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
I'm going to go left because my mom doesn't know how to use the phone. She doesn't like her kids. She doesn't know where any of them do. My mom's 80, old school Mexican, raised all 7 kids. People tell her I'm on TV. She's like, really? Where? I don't see him on my TV because I don't work in Spanish.
Oh. You work on Telemundo, huh?
Yeah, exactly. She just knows her kids aren't bad, and she's happy about that. But my mom does not call. It's more of I'll show up, and it's like, what are you doing here? In the beginning, when you start doing radio, and like, you know, you work different hours, weird hours. It was like, wait a minute. It's like 1 o'clock. Shouldn't you go to work? Don't you have a job? Like, no. Well, why are you working 1 a.m.? So when I was overnight board op, and I was like, Mom, I'm working until 5 a.m. Yeah, you are. Which bar are you going to? Yeah, they just didn't quite understand
that
part.
She wasn't buying it, huh?
She's still not quite buying it because all my other siblings are really successful and they have normal jobs.
No, like what?
We got a principal, financial, teacher, interior designer, you know, like professional.
Damn,
like
you're the loser to family.
Like absolutely. Jobs. They're all college graduates.
Damn, you're all mean.
No, I am. Compared to them, they're normal. They know where their check is coming from every Friday.
1 through 7.
I'm number 5 of 7. Mm-hmm. So there's 3 boys and 4 girls. Damn. And so like I said, the principal, like I was the first one born here. The first 4 were born in Mexico. So it's different. Like I said, I'm the one who's the least accomplished of them. But we're all cool. It's not a competition. But my mom just like, I don't know, Beto works sports. Sometimes he dresses nice. Sometimes he doesn't. I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, she ain't calling me.
My mom always calls me at the wrong time, mostly because, you know, my mother lives in Boca del Vista, phase 4.
Oh!
Kramer's the president,
next
right?
Next to Jerry, right?
Right. Yeah. My mom and dad live in Delray Beach, Florida, darling, okay? And my mother, because of the 3-hour time difference, always, always, always calls me.
How old is she?
At the wrong time. My mother is probably 73.
Okay, mine's 80. So yeah, she ain't worried about me.
Yeah, my mother will always call me at the wrong time. It's like, sorry, I didn't know.
Right. And then they always know.
Could be on the air, right?
And she'll call like and she always is like trying to like spark a conversation. So say, so, do you have any ponies running this weekend? And I'm like, no, ma.
How come you don't call your mom?
I do. I call her.
Okay. If you called more often, she wouldn't be calling you.
No, they still call.
Yeah.
My mama calls.
And my mom reminds my sisters, hey, my sister who lives in Colorado, oh, your sister, call your sister and tell her she hasn't called. So I call. Hey, Irma, your mom said you haven't called. I left a message. My mom doesn't know how to use answer machine. So Irma's like, you know,
mom is like that.
Exactly.
Love that name, Irma.
Hey, Cap, does your mom have any rich single friends that are looking for, you know, a young lad to take care of, maybe? I visit a couple times a year.
You're looking? You're out there looking for that, huh?
In Florida? Absolutely. Good golf courses.
Are you trying to be Zach Wilson?
Nah, this is not.
Absolutely. I had my summer of Mills back in my late teens, and
really?
I'm ready to do it again.
You did.
That was the thing back then.
These are not.
Now you get the alimonies.
These are gilfs, I think.
Guess what?
Perfect.
They're rich.
Yeah.
That's all. That's good.
Country club. As long as they have a country club membership, we'll look.
It's time for Chris to relax a little.
I understand.
Chris does not need to be playing public courses.
Guy's about to turn 40 here in the next year, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. Time to retire.
Yep. All right, what else you got, Funchy?
All right, last one. Lots of lotto talk lately has the Mega Millions is up to $830 million. And that's
glad you
right.
mentioned that.
$830 million.
Yep. Did you buy our tickets?
Hold on.
And real cool news, though, the owner of Raising Cane's Chicken, have you guys been to Raising Cane yet?
Love
it's
it.
Really good chicken or whatever.
Love it.
He gave a $1 lotto ticket to all 50,000 of their employees. So everyone has a lotto ticket and they're, you know, have a chance to win at this jackpot, whatever. But my real question is that if you won the Mega Millions jackpot tonight, the lump sum could be somewhere around $479 million, somewhere around there. Are you coming to work the next day? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?
I'm swiping right. I am coming to work the next day.
I don't believe that.
No, it's true.
He is.
It's true. I'm coming to work the next day.
To gloat.
Yeah, hey! Right. Right. Yo, sucker. I just won $860 million, and I'm taking my lump sum of $480 million, and I don't care what I say. I don't care who I piss off.
Turn the mic off.
Right. That would be like my thing. Like, I would just show up like, I don't care. I'm above the law. I got more money than anybody. That kind of a deal.
Beto.
Delete me. Swipe left. I will know nobody. I will be gone. Even my kids, I'll see you when you're 18, bro, because I am adios. I don't like people as it is now, so you think I'm going to like it when I got money? Heck no. Bye.
I'm calling you the next day after you win, too.
My phone is getting thrown in the ocean. I do not need it. Everything's getting deleted. Adios Instagram. Adios Twitter. Adios my phone. It's just call my financial guy. One lump sum. Let's go.
Yeah, I want
and
the one lump sum, too.
Let's go Punta Mita. Buy a house there. Down there?
I haven't been to Punta Mita.
Oh, that's a cap spot right there by Puerto Vallarta.
See?
Oh, right there. Ooh. Oh, yeah. And then you get a house probably, you know, somewhere in South America, too. Chile region.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
anyway,
nice.
You know, that's it. Play some golf and adios.
Not me, man. When I win this lottery tonight, and I say when, not if, but when I win this lottery tonight, okay, because I'm planning
two
on
tacos.
Winning. I'm planning on winning. Two tacos for everybody, baby.
Extra sauce.
I'm planning on winning the lottery tonight.
Did you play, though?
To be honest, you already won the lottery in life. Let's be honest. To do what we do, but okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm planning on winning the lottery tonight.
That's cute.
Now, let me tell you what happened.
It's true, though. I mean,
Earlier today, I said to my son, I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go fill my car with gas. $86 for gas. Not bad. You know, when you're paying $5.80 a gallon and you look at the gas and you go, that's pretty cheap.
Bag of shells, you're all right.
That's terrible. Seriously. But I got $86 of gas, which is the cheapest filled up tank I've had in probably the last 4 months or whatever
all
it is.
Right, all right.
And I said to my son, I want you to buy me some lottery tickets.
CNBC over here today.
Yeah.
I said, I want you to buy me some lottery tickets, okay? Now, the tickets are $2 a ticket.
Oof.
Do you guys know this?
I thought they used to be a dollar.
Yeah, dollar quick pick. What happened?
No, these are.
Yeah, what happened to the quick pick?
No wonder it's $800. $800 million.
I think this is the Mega Million, like $2 tickets, right?
Okay.
So I said,
did you get some scratchers?
No scratchers.
We can get you scratchers tonight in East LA.
I love scratchers. I do. I love scratchers.
Not the type you're thinking, though. No, not the type you're thinking, though.
No, I was thinking I had to take a quarter.
Go ahead. Finish.
All right. So I had $40. And I had like a couple of random fives and a couple of twos, and I had $27, and I knew that there was that these were even numbers, twos, you know? So I gave my son $22. I said, go buy 11 lottery tickets.
11 okay? quick picks.
11 quick picks.
11, 11.
Right. Exactly.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
Okay. All right. So now, here's the deal. I have 11 Mega Million tickets right here. 11 of them.
All right, cool.
11 of them, okay?
I'll buy them for $11 right now.
No, I don't want you buying them for $11. But I will sell you a piece of the action.
No, give me the whole thing.
$22?
Yeah.
You're going to give me $22 for all my tickets?
Yeah.
No.
Why not? You'd rather just give me a piece?
Because I know I'm going to win.
Take the guaranteed 22, bro.
Anybody here want to be a partner? Anybody?
Does Rachel
wanted?
Know you spent that money on lottery tickets?
She's gonna see it come out of my checking account.
Hey,
what's this
$22
for?
Hey, do you win? Does Rachel go with you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Because you know what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna buy a boat here in LA, and then I'm just gonna be out on a boat all the time. I'm on a boat, yo. That's what I'm gonna be doing.
Are you gonna call it the Cappy, or are you gonna call it
Rachel?
No, come
on.
Lumbo!
Oh, Lumbo, for sure. What, moron, of course. Jeez. Idiot that I am. Yes, I'm going to call it the Love Boat. And I'm Captain Steuben. And she's Julie McCoy.
I got the Captain Steuben. The Julie McCoy kind of went over. Yeah, it's been a while since.
Can I be Isaac then on your beloved?
Oh!
Hey. You know, that makes Beto a gopher.
All right.
Who wants a piece of the action?
Just buy me tacos.
I thought you were, like, buying it for all of us. I thought that was what we talked about last night.
Wait, so now the deal is that if I have $22 worth of tickets, 11
tickets. He's the Raising Cane's owner now?
Yeah.
All of a
sudden? So then what's the deal? So then if I win.
So if you win, we win.
Yeah, right. We win. That was the deal last night.
So let's split. This is going to get split 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ways.
Yeah. 5 ways.
Yeah. So when you win, we all win. Okay. Split 5 ways.
I have a question for you.
Keep Sedano out.
Oh, that was my question.
Why?
He's already rich.
He's already rich. I'm not advocating for that.
I don't think he's as rich as Cappy, though.
I don't. Huh? No, I think so.
No.
Way more.
Cappy,
no.
Way richer.
Yeah, Cappy.
All right, so hold on. Let's say it's $450 million divided by five. That's $90 million each.
Okay.
Right? And Sedano gets nothing of it.
Correct. He's
out here. I'll give Sedano a
taste. I'll give Sedano something.
Well,
I'll take him out to lunch.
Yeah. I'll take him out to.
Bye. Right,
we're a five-person partnership.
Okay.
On my $22 right. Worth of tickets.
Thanks.
Okay. Down. Mm-hmm.
We will never see that money. Rachel will cut us right out.
Hell yeah, she would.
No, we got evidence.
No. Better sign a contract.
Captain, never. Are you giving them that
notice
money?
How he said it's a five. She's not involved.
Oh.
She doesn't have a share.
She is involved, my
she's
friend.
With me, yeah.
she's with me.
So you only get half of a share.
Right, so now I just
But do we from... agree that it's Rachel in our share? This is our group.
She'll be putting that money through.
Do we
corpse.
Want her in this group?
We'll never see it.
Wait, I asked about Sedano. Does Sedano deserve
We already said no.
Fight? Well, you said no. Everybody else said they're giving Sedano
some. No, they're going to give some. Do we want him to have an equal share?
No. But she's not having an equal share. She's just with him. She's with him.
So Sedano does not have an equal share.
That's what y'all said.
He has zero shares.
I'm just going with
it's
the group.
It's us five.
All right, good luck to us. Good luck to us.
Bye, Rachel.
Wow.
Just is Rachel like coming tonight for East LA?
She is now.
I'm sending her the address.
I mean, she is now because I'm going.
Olympic.
Oh, you got to be careful where you send her to Olympic, bro. Just got to be careful.
What kind of car does she drive?
For real.
Hey, the gentrification hasn't hit that far, bro. No.
All right, stick around, everybody. Coming up. You guys want to decide on a summertime song here? You guys want to make a decision on a summertime song? I'll explain why I'm bringing this up next.
Please.
This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here we go. Tonight in East LA. We might hear this song, Little Rob, pumping out of a speaker. We're going to take Cappy to Whittier Boulevard and Olympic tonight in East LA for tacos, Cappy.
Yeah.
How's this not sponsored?
You stepped on the hook. I walked it right up, and then you stepped on it.
Did it again.
Here we go. Ready? It is going to be a summer night for Cappy, thanks to the great Beto Duran, who is sitting in today on a live imaging Tuesday for Shitano. And now I'm excited. I got roped into this, but now I'm fully in.
You've let it go. You've just decided I'm in.
I'm going to do some tequila shots tonight with some brownies, some breezies.
I'm down for breezies.
I know you are.
Yeah.
But Rachel, you said you brought Rachel.
You're bringing Stan to the beach, bro?
Wait, she's showing up now?
I told her where to meet us.
Oh, I'm done.
Because there was no way he was going to pull this off without that.
Forget it.
Come on, man. Don't you know that? Like,
fine, she can have him.
I'm the
she doesn't even live here.
She's driving 2 hours.
She lives right down the road. She lives in South L.A.
No, she doesn't really.
South L.A. is San Diego. That's South L.A.
Oh, God.
Is she really coming?
She probably has a property in South L.A., though. You know,
yeah,
probably a good investment.
Is she really coming?
No.
Okay, good. No, then I'll go.
She's going to show up, trust me. It's okay, though. She's a lot of fun.
No, but I want to have my Cappy time. I want to get to know Kaplan.
Yo, quality she's Cappy funner time. Than he is.
By the way,
I don't care about her. That's I want to get to know who this guy Kaplan is.
You want to know what love is?
I want to be able to pick the brain of a guy who's really successful in this business and have an opportunity to actually talk about him.
Then just call Sedano. But anyway, tonight is Cappy night.
Beto, do you know what Obama and Cappy have in common? Anybody want to take a shot?
Is this another segment or what are you doing? Is Radio Tinder still going? What?
No.
The Laura show? Like, what's going on here?
I just had a question.
Hey, listen, down the road, we could have a Laura show.
Nah.
Dr. Could Laura, be? What? I feel like I'm set up here.
No setup.
I'm just asking a question. It goes with what he wanted to talk about.
I was saying before we hit the break that, you know, George and I had been talking about trying to figure out what will be the song of summer 2022, right?
Okay.
And so I've been pushing on Harry Styles. Do you like Harry Styles?
No clue.
You don't know who Harry Styles is?
I just know he's somebody famous, but I don't listen to any music from this decade.
No?
No.
Which decade do you listen to?
I stopped in the 90s. About 98 is where I stopped.
98? You're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know anything past 98.
Try not to.
I understand. I mean, when it comes to movies, I'm at about 98 also.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know what new stuff is with my kids, but I don't really say, oh, let me listen to that.
All right, so this is Harry Styles that you're listening to
too
right
slow
here.
For me.
This ain't Song of the Summer.
Way too slow for me.
Too slow?
Yeah.
Really?
Like J. Cole, their style, I don't like that.
Oh, I love J. Cole.
Weekend, all that stuff. It's too slow. Give me something, pump me up in the freeway where I'm getting ready to run somebody over.
Like some Pitbull?
Oh, dale. But no, this stuff's too slow for me.
This is too slow. Here, let Harry get to the
it's coming
the
to the
chorus
hook.
Here. Yeah. Come on, Beto. Yeah, Chris. Yeah, grind it out, baby.
Nah.
This isn't a song where 20 years from now I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, Harry Styles. No, this ain't happening.
That is true.
Next year, it's not going to happen, no.
This is on Obama's summer list.
Oh.
Like Cappy's summer
yep.
list.
See, me and Obama got this on. We got Harry
what do you
Styles.
Mean summer list?
Yeah, he has a summer playlist.
Who?
Obama.
You know who
he
that is?
Shared it.
Yeah, the retired life is good for him, huh?
Mm. He it's can make very own, good for him, yeah.
Make his own summer playlist?
Okay,
oh, really?
Now this I'm feeling this.
Okay.
But this beat is from the 70s,
yeah,
80s.
No, this beat is from the 90s, yeah.
98.
The CNC Music Factory yeah. right here. Who's this?
Well, don't tell him who it is. Don't
who?
Tell him. Don't tell him who it is. Don't you know when Russell Westbrook signed his deal, like he opted in? Russ was in his car shooting selfie videos like, yeah, what up? $47 million, y'all. Here, yeah.
No, this is he didn't sound like that, but okay.
I could hear this tonight. We're in some weird club somewhere, like in Boyle Heights.
Nah, this is like,
breezy
this
comes
is a
up
Valley
you.
Song.
Yeah, it is a Valley song, but a little breezy comes up to you and puts a pill in your mouth, and you're like, sure, let's do it. Let's go. Let's
nah,
party tonight.
Let's this party is, to Beyonce.
This yeah. is so. This is Silver Lake.
Really? Beyonce yeah, Silver Lake? Beyonce?
Oh, this is Beyonce?
No, it's not Silver Lake.
No, but Beyonce. This song, right? They're not playing this on East LA, man.
No, but you, we end up somewhere.
Boulevard.
What about this one?
That's Beyonce? Eh.
That was Beyonce.
That wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Okay, not like about, I'm going to go and put it on Spotify.
What about this one? This one's Thames.
So wait, this is also on Obama's summer
all
playlist?
All of these are on Obama's list.
So we're Abercrombie or Fitch right now? Or what
is, why do we know this? Yeah. Like, who put this out? Did
is this Obama or Obama's daughters putting this out?
No, this is Obama. He has a very eclectic
Funch, you like
list.
That Abercrombie and Fitch
I love that one.
Huh? Really?
But this is Afrobeats.
I would have preferred if he would have said the Banana Republic myself.
No, a little too fast for Banana Republic.
Yeah. So who is this?
Thames.
Kemp's?
Thames. T-E-M-S. Thames.
What's that other store in the mall? Anthropology? There it is.
I could see Cap being at Anthropology in the mid-2000s.
Yeah. Really?
Tight t-shirt.
Hey, can I get a tall mocha latte chai, whatever, with
okay,
that song?
Okay, what about this one?
Let's go. Get to it.
I don't think he's really listening to this, but, you know, that's what he said.
Well, why is he putting this out for everybody?
Es Rosalía. Rosalía.
Oh, okay.
Did
you say arroz con pollo? What did you say?
Who is this?
Rosalía.
Oh, Rosalita.
No, Rosalía.
Rosalía.
I mean, yeah, Zumba, this will be all right.
Rosalía. I'm not
in
a huge
Zumba
fan.
Class?
Then this is another song he has on here.
Is that what you're talking about now?
That song, yeah.
It's Bad Bunny.
Oh, this is Bad Bunny, huh?
Yeah, but it's a little slow for me.
You got a problem with Bad Bunny?
No, this song, is I don't like it.
No.
I don't like waiting for songs to get me hyped up. I mean, think about it, Cap. Our music, right? Uh-huh. You hear a riff from the opening chord, like Nirvana. Dun, oh, yeah. Your song. Bah, 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 bah.
Hey, nice.
Right? This song right here is like, all right, hurry up, bro. Like,
hurry up, bunny.
Like, am I going to sing it? Nah.
Nah, nah, nothing. Not doing anything for you, huh?
None of these. This playlist sucks.
You hear that? You hear that? Beto just made a political statement. This playlist sucks.
No, I didn't make
former
any
former President Obama.
I'll tell him. See, boom, right there, Nirvana.
Right,
yeah.
Right away.
Right there. Ready to do some push-ups? Let's go.
Push-ups with the song?
Heck yeah. Push-ups, because then you start shadow boxing, you get the veins, you start ordering like some like Jaeger. Oh, right here?
Yes.
Oh, here you go.
Jaeger?
Tell me you don't want to get some Jaeger shots right now.
No Jaeger.
No, for this song.
Yeah, no, I'm off all Jaeger.
No, but this song right here. Oh, yeah, get a Jaeger shot. Let's go.
No.
What? Who wants some?
No, I'm out on Jaeger. Been out on Jaeger for 30 years.
This song's 30 years old.
Yeah. Been out on Jaeger since
I did
this
a Jaeger shot
out.
At the softball game. One of our great listeners was passing.
Me too. Me too. Hey, I did one with you, man.
Jaeger shots, and I told Jaeger him no ball. Chance. You know why? Because Jaegermeister has on the front of the bottle that, like, deer, you know, that big deer. And I think of it as being like deer blood. You know, it's like thick and Robitussin-y, you know? Does that make sense?
No.
Yeah. Robitussin, yeah.
See?
Robitussin?
The Robitussin part.
Yeah.
It's thick.
Hey, let's go get some Goldschlager while you're at it.
Goldschlager?
Yeah. Oh,
no, man.
Come on, Captain. Take you back to the 8.
No, dude.
Come on.
That and like Sambuca? Can't drink that.
Oh, I love Sambuca.
Oh, no.
Really?
Love Sambuca.
Tastes like black
You're still in your 30s, that's why.
No, but you eat that after a heavy pasta meat at an Italian restaurant.
You're a classy guy. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Classy actually guy. Sounds good tonight, you too, order also. The, a little
you know,
pasta.
You're taking a dame out. You order a little Sambuca and some espresso.
The lady will have. Look at Damone over here.
A dame.
You got Blue Oyster Cult tickets?
Very nice. Very good, Beto.
I told you, 1998, all stopped.
Yeah, really good.
Good times.
All right, stick around. What we
for what?
Know,
what are we sticking around
we're
for?
We're sticking around for the rest of the show because this show has made zero sense today and everybody's hanging out and going,
we're having a good time.
Right. I'm loving this today. I don't know what you guys are talking about, but we're having a good time. What we need to know is on the way. And then I got to ask everybody about a socially acceptable piece of behavior in a professional work environment. Stay tuned.
You're asking us that?
Yeah, I am asking.
That ain't going
to
go well.
And one person here is going to be guilty as charged. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.